Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Talk About It Thursday, everyone. It is April here from On for HR and Business Solutions. Happy, happy, happy Talk About It Thursday. I hope everyone is well. Everybody is taking good care of themselves, wearing their masks, staying in, all that kind of good stuff. I want to welcome you to the show, and we are going to have some great conversation here today. Again, I am April Halliburton of Offer HR and Business Solutions, if you don't know. I am founder and president of Offer HR and Business Solutions, been in business over 10 years. We are a small business, a virtual small business human resource management and consulting business based out of Michigan. Our mantra is, don't let business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. If you have not had a chance to, go on over and follow us on Twitter at All for HR, Instagram, All for HR, and Facebook, All for HR and Business Solutions. We're also on LinkedIn at All for HR and Business Solutions. What else? Oh, be sure to join our Facebook group. It is Success Small Business Success HR Hub. Okay. Our new website is up at offerhr.net. Check it out. Let us know what you think. I'm very excited. We are happy to be here today, and got some things going on today. We're going to have a talk a little bit about, we're moving slowly, trying to move back into businesses are reopening and are moving back into brick and mortar, their brick facilities. Some places are, others are choosing to remain virtual, and others are moving or are making those steps to move. If you have questions, please call in at 563-999-3057 and ask what questions you'd like. If you have questions about starting moving your business back into, I guess, some kind of normalcy, we might want to call it. But we're here to ask. We're here to answer your questions, folks. And we welcome you to our Facebook Lives on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have our Monday Management Moment, and tomorrow is our Freedom Friday HR Question. Started a new segment last week on the radio show, which I thought is really fun, and it's called Funny HR Stories. And so I want to know what funny HR stories that we can share with our audience that you know about or you are familiar with. So we want you to call in. You can call in and share your story. You can email me. If your story is chosen, you will get a free gift. How about that? We also have our Freedom Friday HR question, right? So we do that every Friday, and it's answered live. You can post your question on our Freedom Friday HR blog. You can post it on the Facebook or on LinkedIn. And if your question is chosen, guess what? You win a free gift. How cool is that? That's pretty cool, don't you think? So we're moving some things I'm going to share with you before we get talking on today's topic. So today's topic, we're actually talking about KPIs, key performance indicators for small business owners to help you gauge your success as we move forward during this pandemic. I am a big I'm not going to say a numbers person, but I do in HR like to be able to help people see how they are getting their return on investments and able to gauge their success, if you will. So KPIs is a way to do that. It gives you something concrete to kind of see, you know, what where you can gauge your areas for success, where you can divert your – they're very similar to the HR metrics, okay? And so, you know, they're very important. A lot of people don't – may not think they are important, but, again, it's a good – it's actually, when you learn how to use them, it's an easy way for you to take the guessing out of the success. And the achievements of your HR functionalities in your company. Okay. So today we're talking about our funny HR stories. We shared one last week, which was really funny. And this week we pick another one. Again, be sure to follow us on Twitter. And offer on at Offer HR. And what else? Instagram. We're on Instagram too. Want to know how you're doing, how your business is doing, and how we can help. We got some resources that I've been sharing on social media, in our newsletter. You could call in again with your questions. It's 563-999-3057. And so, want to tell a couple things. So I will drop the date. We have a webinar coming up. I'll drop that date next week, I think it is, and it's on helping small businesses to open successfully. Also, you know, I am a SCORE mentor. I have been for a couple years ago. I love it. So I am with SCORE, I am a workshop facilitator and a small business mentor and a consultant. SCORE is offering great resources to help small business owners to get the resources and information that they need to successfully weather this pandemic and to be a success through it. So one of the things that SCORE is doing Tuesdays and Thursdays is 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's in my newsletter, and I'll post it, and it's on the website, where you can ask questions. You can ask experts questions, whether it's regarding the pandemic, whether it's regarding funding, whether it's regarding starting your business, whether it's regarding hiring, tech questions. We have every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 to 12, and it is SCORE's open mic small business revival. So you'll like that if you have questions. I also always encourage you, if you are a business owner, small business, whether you're started or you're struggling, be sure to visit the SCORE website. And there's all kinds of great resources there that can help you, okay? What else do we have going on? Oh, also, I forgot to tell you, remember the Happy Neighborhood Project. I've been talking about that for weeks now. It's a great way for you to network with other small businesses across the country, okay? Across the country. We're even networking with individuals in UK, Hawaii, and all across the U.S. So if you are a company that a small business owner that wants to connect with all the small business owners locally, there are networking events for like Atlanta, Washington, Detroit is Friday morning, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Florida, they're all over. Or if you're a business like myself, I work with businesses all over the country. So I network with people at different times in different areas of the country, and it's phenomenal. Let me tell you, it's absolutely phenomenal. So you can go to the Happy Neighborhood Project Happy Neighborhood Project. One word. Okay, happyneighborhoodproject.com. And go to networking and sign up for an event. How about that? Sounds cool, don't you think? So we're talking today, again, if you have questions, 563-999-3057 is the call-in number for you to call in and ask questions. And we'd love to have you. I love, love, love getting questions from our audience. We have some great people coming, some great guests coming up in the next few weeks, and I can't wait to share them with you. So when we talk about KPIs, key performance indicators, they're measurements of they provide a way for you to measure your company's business units, projects, the individual's performance. And all of these are in relation to your objectives and your strategic goals as a company and as individual. Okay? One goes through, or they go hand in hand. So a lot of large businesses use them, but small businesses should use them as well. And let me tell you why. It's always better to be able to know as opposed to guess, right? A new program that we have in place may be yielding some better results. Not sure, but I think so. So you should be able to see, key performance indicators, right, that make your success tangible. Okay? So for different meetings, they can determine your cash flow forecast, right? Gross profit margin, your funnel drop rates, revenue growth rates, things like that. But we're focusing on HR, okay? That's what we're talking about. And not only are we talking about HR, we're talking about key performance indicators that are specifically showing how your company is doing during this time, okay? Because we are moving through this pandemic. We're not stopping. We're moving through it, right? So you want to know where you stand as opposed to where you are, and guess what? Where you're going. A lot of these tie into are just like the HR metrics. You know, I always talk about HR metrics, okay? So your revenue per employee is one, right? So during this time, it's important to know the revenue per your employee. During this time, because a lot of businesses have slowed or almost to a halt, and so you want to pick up, right? We're picking up and we're moving forward. So at this time, we're really, as small business owners, gauging what resources we absolutely need as opposed to what resources we'll need in, say, 60 days or 90 days and through the year, okay? So right now things may be tight, so you want to know, be able to, we're really counting every dollar now, right? Okay, so we're really watching it. So you want to know, you know, how many employees can you, do you have to have on if you're moving back into your brick and mortar, how many you need to start with? And if you are remaining virtual, you're using the same, or remote, I say virtual, remote. You're looking at those same concepts. Okay, because you're watching every dollar, okay? your revenue growth rate, and that is a great way for benchmarking. So you want to know what you're making in, say, 60 days as opposed to 90 days. You know, you're forecasting, and then as you forecast, you're setting those goals that you are needing to, you're targeting, okay? And we're looking at things like, you know, client satisfaction is one of them, right? So you want to know where it's been a difficult time for all of us, small and large businesses. And so client satisfaction is key, okay? Because now we're having you're looking at returning customers as opposed to and new customers, right? So you want to know what's keeping customers going, coming back, so that you can make sure those efforts are being spread throughout, and so that they're you're able to grow your client base as well, right? So you're growing your client base, and so what the things that are working with your client, set your current client, are things that you want to keep going to get them coming back. And keeping them happy, then they're doing what? Word of mouth. Guess what? Getting new clients. Okay? Oh, boy. This is a good one. Employee happiness. Yes, it is. Employee happiness is key. And it's hard during this time, folks. But really, really focused on doing what it takes to have employees happy. Okay, because it's a struggle. It's a struggle for business owners, and it's a struggle for employees. Okay, so if you're not taking care of your employees are not taking care of your clients. Okay, how about that? How's that sound? Okay, so again, your call-in numbers if you have questions regarding resources, the pages, my the new website is being updated right now. The HR update page, the HR resources, and so you'll be able to really go on there and see a lot of resources that you may need. If you have questions, folks, I ask that you give us a call at 563-999-3047. That's 563-999-3057. Okay. So things that we're focusing on, we talked about, you know, our HR metrics is something that it's important to get a handle on about, if not before now, because you want to be able to gauge your progress as your company forges forward and becomes more business picks up, right? So you want to have the proper things in place so that you know you're monitoring those HR metrics, those KPIs, so that you know, you know, this project, this system is working. This system is not. I think we spoke quite at length regarding rebuilding your business during the pandemic. Remember, focusing on seeing your business on the other side. And so we really focused on that. And on building building and improving situations, systems that you have in place, so that when you're ready to get moving, you're ready to get moving. Okay, when you're ready to open up, you can start open up slowly, but you can see the progress as it goes forward, right? So that's essential. It's critical, folks. If you're new to the show, I am April Howard of Offer HR and Business Solutions, and we are a virtual human resource business partner and consultant. We manage companies 2 to 49 employees throughout the country. Been in business over 10 years, and our mantra is business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. If you haven't had a chance, be sure to follow us on Twitter at OfferHR, Instagram, OfferHR, Facebook, OfferHR Business Solutions, and, oh, goodness, join our Facebook page, or like our Facebook page, OfferHR Business Solutions, and we also have a small Facebook group, a small business the Success HR Hub, which I've generally been in there Tuesdays through Fridays at 9 a.m. this morning, or in the morning, for what we call Coffee with Offer HR. That's another time for you to come in, ask questions, grab a cup of coffee, and I ask questions before you get your day started. You can do, we have our Facebook Lives on Tuesdays at 7 p.m., and, of course, our radio show on Thursdays, Offer HR, on the air with Offer HR Biz, and our Freedom Friday HR question, where you can go and ask a question on our blog, Freedom Friday HR question. And if your question is selected, guess what? You win a prize, a free gift. You get a free gift for that. So, want to know what is going on with you? Want you to call in at 563-999-30457. Call in, say hello, let us know how things are going with your business. If you have an HR question, remember, you can ask questions on our hotline, 844-425-5447, extension 2. Also, if you are having questions regarding with the PPP or PPE, or business questions, we have a SCORE has a great segment, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you can ask experts questions. It's called Open Mic Small Business Revival. All right, how about that? And last but not least, don't forget about the Happy Neighborhood Project, folks. Don't forget about the Happy Neighborhood Project, okay? You can't forget about that. You can't forget about that. Because if you want to network with other small businesses, that's the way to go, okay? How's that sound? Pretty good? All right. So we're talking about HR metrics and KPIs. So we're talking about ones that are essential for small businesses that you are watching as you are moving, what we're moving through this pandemic. The COVID-19 pandemic. So what you're doing is, what we're doing is really focusing on how to see, how to watch your dollars as you are moving forward, and how to focus on things that will help you see and gauge your success as a small business owner as you're growing, okay? One of the keys is the metrics that we look at a lot is the recruiting. Yes, people, our companies are recruiting. They are absolutely recruiting. Okay, and also the as they're recruited, they're also learning, doing training and development. And one of the reasons is for the training folks is because during this time, we are open to so many changes are taking place. There's a lot of training that needs to be done. And the training that needs to be done with employees at this time is, you know, essential, critical. Training on things like how to handle clients and things of that nature when you are hiring, the proper way to hire people, not just hire, but bringing people in, you know, new hires on board, because we're now wearing face masks, doing social distancing, and things of that nature. Okay, so I would really like if you would give me a call and let us know what's going on in your office. Are you moving back? What challenges are you having? Some of the challenges that I've been hearing from clients and small business owners is, it's a scary time to move back and, while there are, we're definitely, it's encouraged, it is essential that you wear masks. A lot of companies are thinking, do we really need to have masks? Do we really need to have masks? And of course, the answer is yes, you should be having masks, to be practicing social distancing, and those are things to take in, to keep in consideration when you are moving your if you're moving your employees back into your workplace as opposed to continuing to work remotely. Some companies are choosing to move part of their staff in, move them back, the remote staff back in phases, which is absolutely what is encouraged if you must move your employees back, do it in phases, because you still have, it's very important to do practice of social distancing. Okay, so those are some questions that we've had. The testing, there's a lot of free testing places, and I'm going to actually have a list of that I'm uploading to my site. But yes, it's encouraged absolutely that before employees return to work, they absolutely should be tested and definitely providing proof that they were tested tested negative for the virus. Okay, is that good information, folks? So when we're talking about the different KPIs, or that you as a small business owner are looking at when you are we're moving forward, and these are absolute metrics that you have to keep an eye on, so that you know where your company is going. Okay, that it's essential that you do have those things in mind. So a couple that you definitely want to keep is your HR cost per employee. Your cost for employee, how much you are spending in for HR, your HR resourcing, if you are doing so. You also want to keep an eye on your metrics or for the time that you are servicing your clients? What is your turnaround, and are you yielding results? Because, again, we talked a few moments ago about customer satisfaction. Okay, customer satisfaction. You want those returning customers, because happy customers, you know, they refer you, and then that, of course, increases your client base, right? So that's another metric that you want to keep an eye on. What you're spending on your HR resources. And when we say resources, we're talking about things like your recruiting platforms. Are they yielding the results that you're looking for? What is your turnover rate, and what is the rate for filling your position? Okay, because companies are definitely hiring now. They're still hiring. They've been hiring throughout the pandemic because a lot of companies know it's going to pass eventually. But when it's ready, you want to have when we fully opened up, you want to have those prospective top talent already in the pipeline. Okay. So those are, and if you look on our website, I've got a list. I have a document I've been sharing with the that you can work out your the numbers for your small business. If you want to know what is my absenteeism costing me? What is my turnover rate costing me? What is my HR department calling me? You know, what is our return on investments on, say, the new product, the new software you put in? You know, are you yielding the results that you need for perhaps a payroll program or a CRM system? Those are things that we've been discussing to review during the time that we're down, And we are still not completely back up, folks, yet. Not yet, but we are getting there, right? We are getting there. So we're definitely getting there, but it's, you know, it's a slow process. Right, it's a slow process, we have to take it one day at a time. Okay. So we're gonna share our funny HR story. Okay. I hope you like this one. And if you have an HR story, I want you to share it with us. I want you to share it on our Funny HR Story blog. So here it goes. I thought this was cute. Okay, so here we go. So the story that we have is about a Hindu man who worked a these are real HR stories, okay? So there's no racism or anything like that. These are real stories, okay? So there's a short man who worked on a second shift as an operator, and every day around 6 p.m. he'd walk into the office to say hello to everyone. And this was a guy who was very pleasant. He had the same thing every day. Apple and yogurt, and he. Okay, so this is so a person, a HR person was doing employee feedback sessions for a company in Michigan, and he met with the third shift of a manufacturing operation that scored low on their HR policies survey. The person asked the group why they scored so low on HR dimension. Somebody put their hand up and said, that's because Cheryl's heart attack, which is one of the employees. And so the person said, so what does a heart attack have to do with an HR policy? The person that put their hand up went on to explain that they had a fellow employee named Cheryl who thought she was having a heart attack, and the whole group carried her to an ambulance that took her to the hospital. 3 hours later, the young lady, Cheryl, returned to the gray shift. Upon her return, she announced the great news that it was not a heart attack. It was just indigestion. So, despite all that, her supervisor, who was one of the individuals that helped carry Cheryl to the ambulance, wrote her up for an unexcused absence. Okay, I thought it was kind of a cute story myself. Okay, that's our HR. So I wanted to hear about your HR story. I want you to share it with us. And we are, again, I want you to follow us on Twitter and in Instagram at OfferHR. Also, jump on over and see the new website, OfferHR.net. If you have an HR question, we have our hotline, 844-425-5447. And I can be reached at allforhr at allforhr.net for any questions that I can help you with. Folks, it has been a great pleasure, of course. I always have such a good time with you all. And I really want to encourage you that if you have HR questions or you have business questions, reach out to SCORE, reach out to Offer HR Business Solutions, reach out to your SBA. Know that as a small business owner, you are not alone, okay, and that we are all in this, okay, please know that. There are resources, there are teams, there are experts that are here to help you weather this pandemic and beat this pandemic. So please do not stress and think that you're alone, because you're not, okay? Please understand that you're not alone. We are mighty small business owners, and there are we're here to help you. So reach out to Offer HR, reach out to SCORE, reach out to SBA. There's so many resources out here to help you, okay? Have a happy Talk About It Thursday, okay? And stay well. Wear your mask. Stay in as much as possible. Be kind to each other. Be kind. And we will see you tomorrow morning on our Freedom Friday HR question. Don't forget, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Until next time, folks, stay well and be safe.